Then the Gemara says, Lishnachrina, another lush, another way to learn is like this, that Makia v'nikia v'nikia v'nayu, that true, the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is whether the Makif or the Nikif did it. And it's like this. Tanakama sovar im godar Makif es harivius nami yoivle. The Tanakama holds that not only if the Nikif does it, but even if the Makif, even if just the outside one, now goes and builds up the fourth wall, also the inside one has to pay him for all four walls. Because now he's having enjoyment from it, he has to pay him. But I'll tell you what, this is the chiddush, the base is going lekula now. We have Yosi Savar, Emo Mad Nikif, the God of Asavias, who the Yoivle? Only if the inside one, the Nikif, if he now gets up and builds the fourth wall, then he has to chip in for the first three walls. You know why? The Goli Daiti shows us clearly that in his mind, the Nichle, that he's happy with the first three walls, since he himself went now and built up the fourth wall. Avulim God Makif, but if the Makif is the one that makes the Mechitzam, Lo Yoyiv Lo Midi, then the Makif does it, Rabbi Yossi holds, he doesn't have to pay anything. Lo Yoyiv Lo Midi. So, Kitzur, that's the Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara says, Runya Akse Ravina Meyaba Ruchaisov. Ravina, Runya lived in the middle, and Ravina had his property was on the four sides of it. Rashi says, Dalit Soda is Hoyle Ravina, Sevivois, Abba Mitzara Sharunya, the Godron. Ravina had the four lands around Runya's middle land, and Ravina now built up four walls, four mechitzas on all four sides. Omale, so now Ravina said to Runya, Havli, Kama the Gadri, I want you to pay me, chip in, listen, I built up four walls for you, you have enjoyment, pay me here for the price. Lo Yoivle, he didn't want to pay him, nothing doing. Runya didn't want to pay. Then Ravina said, okay, but listen, Havli Agar Nitirusai. At least, no, he said, and then Havli Lefi Kanem Bezoil. So at least pay me how much a cheap wall would cost. Don't pay me how much I paid, but pay me for a cheap wall made out of reeds. Lo Yoivle, again, Runya said no. So then Ravina said, listen, Havli Agar Nitirusai. At least pay me how much you would have had to pay a watchman to watch this field. Lo Yoivle, again, Runya said no, as if to say, I have no enjoyment from you. I do not care if somebody watches my field or not. I don't want to pay you. So the Maestro of the Gemara says now, Yoim Mechoda, one day, have you called Goda Dikli, that Runya was inside his field, picking off the palms, picking off the dates off the palm tree. So Omalela Rise. So now Ravina said to his own Oris, or to Runya's Oris, his worker, Zil Shokimine Kibura, the Ahini, go take away from him a cluster of dates. Rashi says, Yemekhod Avigodar, Runya Hayagoida tomorrow Mideko Shebasodeyu. Runya was pulling off dates from his palm tree. So Ravina told his Oris, Kibura the Hini. Eshkol shall tomorrow and we shall run you before him. He told the Zoras, go and take away now one cluster of dates from Runya. So, Ozan, so Ravina's Oris went, Lasuya, he went to bring him a cluster of dates. So when Runya saw him coming, Ronald Bekirli started to yell at him. Rashi says, Goya by Runya, Berisa Ravina. Runya yelled now at Ravina's Oris, and as if to say, don't come into my field. So, Omale, so now Ravina said, to Runya, listen, Gol, if that's what you're showing me now clearly that in your mind, that you're very happy with this fence. In other words, you don't want people coming into your field. You get nervous when my Yoris comes into your field. So you show me clearly that you're happy with the fence, with the wall. If so, you are having enjoyment from me. If so, lo yeh el easy, the alma. Like even on a tzad, you're not afraid of ganovim, but I call upon an easy, goats could come into your field and eat up your field. Or you should be afraid of that. Won't you need to pay a watchman to watch that people or goats don't come and eat? So the kids said, the fact that I built up a wall for you gives you enjoyment. Omalei, so Runya said back, easy biyamalav liachluye boy. They're listening just easy. All I have to do is just yell at them. I give out one scream and they'll run away. So I don't have to pay any money for that. Omalei, so Ravina said back to him, but v'loy gavra boy is the mikhlo. Don't you need a watchman there to yell at them? True, all you have to do is just yell at them, but that much you have to have a watchman there? In other words, the kids say, you are having enjoyment from my four walls, I want you to pay for them. So what happened now was, also the kaim of the Rava. So they brought Runya in front of Rava. Omalei. So Rava told Runya, listen, zil faisei, b'maydi fais. Go ahead and appease Ravina, like take advantage now and pay him the least amount that he'll accept. But he made you a very good offer. He told you before, all you have to pay him is just for a watchman. It's very cheap. Because you know, v'loi, because if you're not going to pay for that, then nina l'cho, nina k'rapuna. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. That I'll give you a locha, like Rav Huna said before, that you have to pay the may how much the walls are worth, and you'll have to pay much more than that. That's what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna was the one that said, you have to pay the may together. So therefore, if you're not going to pay the cheaper price now, I'll soon paskin for you that you're going to have to pay him more the more expensive price. He'll have to chip in half of the value, how much he spent on those walls, because that is the halacha. So therefore, Rava told this Runya, be careful now, fast. Go like an appease Ravina, and let him accept the cheaper price. Because otherwise, you'll have to pay him the more expensive price, how much the walls really costed him. Now the Gemara says, Runya, Zovin Arya Amitzred Ravina. Runya bought fields on the nature, on the boundaries of Ravina fields. Comes out, Runya so far owned the middle field. Around his field on all four sides, Ravina owned it. Now, Mashman, there was a sale on a property outside Ravina, and now Runya went and bought it. So, sub Ravina, Ravina thought to himself, Lesluke, I have a right to tell Runya, like, you had no right to buy that property. Mishumdina Deva Mitra, because that's the luck of a neighbor. If you own a piece of property, and right next to you goes on sale, you have a right to be first to buy it. Because since you're a neighbor, you have a right to get that field also. There, Runya came like and wanted to buy the field. So really, Ravina thought he has a right to throw Runya away. As if to say, you can't buy it. I have first rights. Or Malay Rav Safra Beredu Rav Yeba, Le Ravina told him back, no. Amri Inchi, people say like this. Arba Litzol, you have to pay $4 for the skin. And Arba Litzola, for the person that cleans the skin, you have to pay him $4 also. The big shal exactly, what did he mean to say? Rashi has a few shots in here. One shot Rashi says is, Ani shemati teleratza means a tanner. Only a poor man. The teleratza noshen, a rich man. The kachom aloy, that's what he said to him. Arba kikroi tzrichon ratzon oni lemlechas beitzai, liyem kemosh tzrichon liyoshir. V'zev oni hevei. The kids to the shot was that they both need $4, and Runya happened to be a poor man. So since Runya was a poor man, so therefore leave him alone. Like you have a right to take it, I'll see you in the Bar Mitzvah, but he has a right to take it because he's a poor man. Therefore, let him go. Then Rashi has another pshat to me. To kiss her, there was a reason there why Ravina does not have a right to get it, Mishum Dina the Bar Mitzvah. Then Rashi said, listen, Achrina Rashi, Linira, Dalal Selen Al Chikras means Tzorach Lavda and Oni. But Dalal Selen Kamaycha and Dalal Tzorach Avda and Oshir. Or Moshalu, can I get Runya, Shoy, Loi Soda Achaz, but Tzorach Soda Shoy Ravina. Because the Amaliel, the pshat here was, that since Runya owns the middle field, then how to buy a field right outside Ravina's field is also called close to him. So true, you're a closer neighbor, but since Runya is also a neighbor nearby, he also has a right to keep it. So the kids over here, it was right for Runya to buy that outer field. Now the Mishnah says, Koisel Chotzer Shenochel. Here we go back to more about like our first Mishnah, where you had Shutfim own the Chotzer together, and they made a Chalukah, they divided it up. So we pass him Mishum Dina, Mishum Hezek Riya, they have to build up a wall. And they build up the wall. Just later on, that wall fell down. The halacha is now, Mechayov in Oysel of Noisai. We force them to rebuild it up again, Ad Arbamas, up until Dalad Amas. That's how much takes away Hezek Riya. Like we're afraid one may look into the other and bother him. So once the wall is built up 4 Amas tall, that stops Hezek Riya. Even though at the beginning maybe the wall was 10 Amas tall, but now it falls down. And one should, if one partner does not want to build it up again so high, he has the right to spend nothing doing. I'm only going to build it up 4 Amis and not higher. The Mishnah says, "Bechetzan shenosan achiyavarayish lenosan." So now they build up this wall again. Now one should have comes and says, "Listen, I build it up myself, and you have to pay me money." And the other one says, "No, listen. When you build it, we build it together. I paid you already." The Lachar, we believe the second one. Because it's Bechetzka Shenosan. Because since the Lachar is, you have to build it together, most probably the first one will not build it unless the second one is paying. So therefore, Stamazes Techeskas, they both pray together. Unless you could prove it that you did not receive money yet. What's going to be though? Midalad Amasulamalan. Let's say one of them wants to rebuild it 10 Amasul. So Locher is, Ein Lachiyav Noisai. We can't force the other one to chip in. If you want to build it up now, 10 Amis, very good. So the first 4 Amis, they have to chip in together. That's the Hezek Riyah. But if one guy wants to build it up higher, he could do it himself, but the other one doesn't have to pay. Now, what's going to be though? Somach loy koysel achar. Let's say later on, the other one, the second one that did not chip in, on his chotzer now, he builds up a wall next to this wall, 10 Amis tall. So now we see that really he's happy the fact the first wall is 10 amos, because he plans to put a tikkur like a roof across to make shade on the bottom. So the fact he built up a second wall now 10 amos tall, that shows us that he's happy with the first wall being so high. So therefore, even before the second one puts the roof across his new wall, and the first wall is that 10 amos tall, right away, Megalgudan Olivas Akril. Right away we tell the second one, listen, the fact you build up the second wall next to the first one, also 10 amos, that shows us that you're happy with this first wall. You're happy with the 10 amos. Therefore, now that you're happy, you're having enjoyment from it, you're going to have to chip in. So you're going to have to also pay half of the expense of those 6 amos.